Hi everyone, welcome to the Bright and Quirky Child Online Summit. I'm your host and licensed marriage and family therapist, Debbie Steinberg-Kuntz. And today we are recapping all of the days of the summit. Today we're doing day six, which was technology, screens, and video game use and overuse. A fabulous discussion. And with us, we've got Julie Skolnick. Julie is a 2E expert on the East Coast. Julie, welcome to the summit, and please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Debbie. I love being here. So I have a service called With Understanding Comes Calm, and through that service, I guide parents of what I call gifted and distractible children, and I mentor 2E adults. I collaborate with clinicians, and I train educators on how to best reach and teach the 2E population. So I love how you have called me a virtual coach, and the truth is that I support parents and educators all over the planet, which is great, in person or via video. And I have three twice exceptional kids myself, so I come at this as a professional as well as personally.
Wonderful, wonderful. So in day six, we had talks by Anya Kamenetz and Christine Elgersma of Common Sense Media. And what stood out for you?
So I just love the overall sort of gestalt of, we have digital natives in our house and we are pioneer parenting. And I really love how the speakers talked about getting into it with your kids and learning what they're passionate about. You know, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about the boundary setting and strategies, but so important to actually be in it with our kids because this is the way the world is and the direction we're going in.
I think that's a really good point. And one of the things that I think it was Christine talked about was this idea of, if things feel like it's getting to be too much, do you moderate or do you abstain from technology? And I think the point that our kids are living in a world where they do need to learn moderation, just like they would around food, because this is the paradigm that we are now in. So, you know, I think if things feel like too much and there are warning signs of that, there's no harm in taking a break, but really it's about moderation and balance.
Well, what I really also thought about and actually sat down and talked to my kids about at the dinner table was these four buckets, right? Are you using technology for creativity? Are you using technology to learn? Are you using technology to connect? Or are you using technology for pure entertainment? And our kids really get it, right? Our kids get it. So I loved how the speakers sort of framed it in that way. And I also thought it was fascinating to think about when it's not fun anymore, when it becomes sort of a compulsion or a chore, right? Sometimes I see clients whose kids are clearly self-medicating with tech. And what we have to do, Debbie, is we have to find out what's underneath. What are they self-medicating about? What strategies do we need to approach those things, as well as setting limits on technology? And so this balance idea, I think, really came through.
Yeah, and I think Christine called it chill skills, that, you know, we all have a bad day, and, you know, I've talked to my kids, and they're like, you know, I just want to play a video game and relax, and, you know, that's absolutely fine. And I think what Anya said was, there is no, research has not established a safe dose and a toxic dose of screen time, but there are certain signs you can look at, like lack of sleep, lack of connection to other people, lack of school engagement. And, you know, it's not just this happening once or twice, but if you see a persistent pattern of that, you really want to sit down and have a family conversation and say, hey guys, we need to make some changes. Let's talk about what that would look like.
I think having that conversation even ahead of time of what are those priorities. So you brought up sleep, and the speaker spoke about sleep and driving in the car and eating and socializing. You know, we know from day one, right? Ned Hollowell talked about the other vitamin C, vitamin Connect.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Anya also brought up for little kids, and I think really kids, whoever you're with, really, narrate what you're doing. You know, I have my calendar on my phone, I have my grocery list,
yeah,
I can check emails and texts. But if you say, you know, I'm going to add something to the grocery list now, let's check the calendar, what's happening after school? So it just doesn't look like I'm glommed onto my phone all the time, but that I'm accomplishing life tasks. I think the narration is a great idea.
Yeah, I think Christine said that parents have to walk the walk and be good role models, right? And then setting boundaries that they talked about, right? Anya said, enjoy screens, not too much, and mostly together. And I loved that.
Yeah, and another thing that I really loved, and this was really new to me, you know, in our house, it was always, you get a certain time limit on your entertainment on screens, you know, 30 minutes, 60 minutes. But she brought up this idea of finding the natural stopping place that, you know, you wouldn't pull your kid out of a soccer game two-thirds of the way through it. So we had a discussion, you know, what does a normal game look like? Okay, if you don't have 25 minutes to start the second game, let's make some choices before you even get on it and have that conversation.
And what a great way to teach executive functioning, right? Planning, initiating, timekeeping, and all of that. So we could actually use it for a really great skill building. And also, I think that it was great that the speakers brought up to have visual timers or actual microwave. I think you brought up, you put your microwave on. I laughed because I put my microwave timer on too when the kids are in the room. Yeah. And that way you're not the bad guy. And you have the kids set the timer, right? What a good idea. It totally removes it from you. And it puts them in control, which I think is always a good plan.
Exactly. So the other thing I really loved... and I am not a natural video game player. I'm not going to be that parent, you know, sitting at the desk with the child for hours on end playing video games. But what really hit home for me is that I could say to my child, pretend you're a YouTuber who has lots of subscribers or subs, as my kids call them, and talk to me like you're playing the game. Tell me about the game. And then we can make a decision about if this is a good game to choose for you. But let's have this little ritual we do when deciding what games to buy. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. And then I think she also mentioned then extending it into the real world. So you go to a park and you can pretend you're playing the game, you know, and be creative in that way. And to understand the attraction to the game and the way that it's played, but to do it together, but maybe even not electronically, which I thought was a cool idea also.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Susan Baum brought that up also. Let's say you have a child who's obsessed on any interest, and let's say it's a video game and they just 24/7 want to be playing video games. It's not our job to talk them out of their interest, but like you're saying, extend it into the real life realm and say, okay, well, let's make a play about the Minecraft characters. Let's, you know, draw and construct things with paper and, you know, expand the interest offline. And one of the little nuggets I thought was great, because some of our 2E kids, they don't always have the most social awareness, is if you haven't seen their face in real life, if you haven't looked into their eyes in real life, that person's not a real friend. They're not a real connection. So not that you can't play with them, but you don't want to be disclosing personal information to them. You don't want to be talking about things outside of the game, to just be really clear on those levels of connection. And, you know, who a social media app calls a friend is in real life not really a friend necessarily.
Right. And whether that persona is actually their persona is questionable. And I guess, making sure that all the account settings are on private is really important. So there were a lot, and there were a lot more that they brought out that I think are going to be great for parents to learn about. And I think, you know, you have to know your kid and you have to know your family. So it's the, you know, considering how the effects are on your kid, if it's really hard for them to get off, then let's have a conversation about it first. Let's get some buy-in. Let's set up some good rules that everybody agrees on, and then everybody does it. I am a big advocate and love the tech fast, I have to say. Friday sundown to Saturday sundown in our house, there's no technology and it's fabulous.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I would love to institute that. Well, Julie, it's always such a pleasure to talk with you. And so people want to get in touch with you, it's withunderstandingcomescom.com.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And I have a video arm of which With Understanding Comes Calm called Let's Talk 2E. And so if you look at that on Instagram, and I have a YouTube channel just to talk about technology, you can find me all over.
Wonderful. Thanks, Julie. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Debbie.